Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness and positivity. How have you been? Is it raining where you are? How's the weather? The weather is a very nice tool to tune into. Tune into to get mindful, to tune into the present moment. How's your relationship with what is? How have you been looking at your life? It's all about deservability, my friend. If we think we deserve or we are worth having the life of our dreams, so it shall be. Our reality is just made up of what we choose to believe, think, and act on. So let's open up a random page in this book called It's All in Your Head, Friend, which recently came out. It's a compilation of just simple writings to act as reminders for us to tune into the present and become the witness of life and to not get too wound up inside of our heads. I am very passionate about teaching mindfulness and practicing it as well. And the fact that I talk about it helps in tuning myself into it as well. So I'm very happy that you're here. I'm very happy that you're joining me wherever you may be. Isn't it magical? The magic of the podcast and the magic of the internet that we can be together. We do not need a classroom or a conference hall or an event place to share these sentiments. And if you feel that these teachings bring you value, feel free to share. It really helps spread the word with what we do here. For it's all about sharing and caring for our loved ones. Page number 52. Only make real of things that nourish. In a world filled with distractions and superficiality, it's essential to pause and reflect on what truly nourishes our souls. We often find ourselves chasing after material possessions, societal validation, and fleeting pleasures. But deep down, we yearn for something more meaningful, something that truly feeds our spirits. It's time to shift our focus and embrace the real things in life that bring us genuine nourishment and fulfillment. A quote from Albert Schweitzer: success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you are already successful. So what is this thing that we yearn towards that is meaningful? For me, it is oneness. If we become at one with what we're doing, if we become at one with what is, if we become at one with life, and it's all happening in the present moment. The present moment is so beautiful. It is called the eternal now. This is where all freedom is, and this is where all peace is. This is where all abundance is. And we tune into this presence by practicing awareness. I have heard recently from the podcast by Tej Dosa. He's a very creative little lad. Oh, I said little because he's young, but his writings are so profound and delivered in a very modern way. And it's his free-flowing nature inspires me. So feel free to check him out. The podcast is called The Tej Dosa Vibe. So going back to tapping into the awareness, he says, become the player that plays the character and do not become played by your character. So, being the player, you have the choice, you hold the controls. Using the analogy of a video game, you hold the control to which the direction of your life goes. And we can direct it to only things that nourish, bless, and grow, and whatever is life-affirming, whatever feels right. And we can always stop if we don't like what is going on energetically in your body, in your head. You can stop and take a deep breath and remember to make real of things that nourish. And we can do this by being watchful of where we pour our attention, where we direct our attention. Always reach for the next best feeling thought. Focus on the fullness rather than the lack. Both are true, but you create your life by picking which side. And you can pick either side by tapping into center first. The center of non-judging, all accepting with a radical acceptance. So yearning for wholeness, it is only ourselves that are tricking or making believe that things are separate or things that are not working, things are not the way they should be. But deep down in yourself, all is working, my friend. If you take a step back, become the observer, become the silent watcher, become the benign observer, and you get to see and observe the abundance of life, its majesty, its sacredness, its reverence. We get to respect its cycles, that we get to trust the process and appreciate the process and learn from the process. So, from time to time, make it a habit to shift the focus. Maybe you're looking at it in a skewed way, in a crooked way. Same with your windshield wipers. You just turn it on and your vision becomes clear again. And you can also use this zoom out feature of our minds. Zoom out far into the galaxy, and you can also zoom in to the microcosm. Zoom into your cell. Go to the core of your being, which is your spine. Relax the body, intentionally relax the body, and make things light. Absorb it with a light nature. Perceive and receive it with a light nature. Cheer up, take things lightly. And a quote that have stuck onto me was, if you want to make everything a suffering, take everything personally if you want to suffer. So do not take things personally. It's not always about you. It's not always about you. It's about life, lifing. It's about the happening. It's you happening as all of this. You are all of this. Listen to some reels by Jim Carrey. He knows some mystical things. He talks about the claustrum from the theory of Santa Claus, which is a part of the brain which drips down liquid wisdom from all across your spine. I could be wrong, but feel free to look up the details, the claustrum and the... We have 33 vertebrae and to Christ consciousness is related to the number 33, things of that nature. I'm not sure if you're into that, but it's just fun to look into things that are not too logical, to veer us away from the intellect, to make way for the miracles to happen in your life. For if you expect everything that is gonna happen for today, if you live within your expectations and your predictions, nothing grandiose will happen. No magical growth shall happen. 10x growth happens if you lean sideways, if you do the unexpected. And we do the unexpected not by doing a random thing, it's by tuning into what's really meaningful to yourself, because we are new people each day. I can talk all day about renewal, revitalization, rebirth, because we are always shedding parts of ourselves that we do not need anymore. Shout out to Caroline. Her entry for today is about shedding the parts of us that we keep. So she said, no more secrets. So let it all out. May it be a thing of vulnerability or seeming weakness. Everything, it just is just a seeming thing, because nothing ever really is what it is. It is what we think it is. So soften that hand, soften that grip, soften the grip of your mind to welcome a birth, to welcome a birth of a new you, my friend, a new creation, a new combination, a new concoction, a new way of being. Do not get trapped by rigid routines, although structure and discipline is important. It's always nice to assess and always return back to, always ask, how is this true to me? How does this ring true to my soul? Your soul is the truth of what you are, your awareness. I was also listening to Paul Graham's essays called, particular one that I listened to is called How to Do Great Work, and he emphasized the value of discipline and routine and how can it be a trap. So take a step back, always open your mind up to new possibilities. So going back to our entry for today, only make real of things that nourish. It is taking responsibility, as we always say, being accountable of one's thoughts, of one's thinking. We know thoughts are there, but we do not have to think it, okay? As we have discussed, my analogy was, they are just pop-up ads. You do not need to click it. And sometimes we only do not click it, we buy it. My friend, you buy the stories of your ego. Those are just stories. Those are just constructs. Don't let it drive you nuts, okay? For nothing is a big deal. Everything is just happening. Everything is just flowing. Do not take it too seriously. Everything happens because it did, and it has, and it is. Everything happens for a reason. Everything should happen because it did. It would not have happened otherwise if it did not. But it did, and you're living in it, so why suffer the second arrow of stabbing yourself? this is what we do. They call it the second arrow in Buddhist writing. They call it the second arrow. The first arrow that hits you is the inevitable pain of life, and the suffering is the self-inflicted arrow that we shoot ourselves with. So redeem yourself from your self-fulfilling prophecies of limitations and hurt. Nobody hurts us but ourselves. Nobody can hurt you but your own mind untrained. So train the mind. Train the mind by becoming aware. So tune into nature. Tune into the truth of what you are. Imagine and visualize your ideal self and write it down. Write it down as if you are it already. It works. It works. It has been written by the ancients and Napoleon Hill and the teachers and the modern teachers of today on Twitter. Okay? Write it down as if you are already it. As if you already have achieved it. Bob Proctor said, You're Born Rich. That was his book. And a good affirmation is, I'm happy and grateful now that I am. Okay? There's a lot going on the internet that says affirmations don't work. But it doesn't work if you don't work it. Okay? It works if you practice it. Practice it and tune into it. And of course, you will be moved by spirit if you have imprinted or impregnated your subconscious mind. Understand the relationship of the subconscious and the conscious. The subconscious mind knows no joke. It does not care whether it's true or not. Okay? That is the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind brings forth your reality in inexplainable, illogical ways. Check out the work of Joseph Murphy on the power of the subconscious mind. So it starts with your belief, and believe in yourself first. And the present moment, if that does not reflect your ideal or your goal, it's just a gap, my friend. It's just a gap. It's just a little delay in this 3D manifestation. I would like for you to look back 5 years ago. Didn't you have what you wished for 5 years ago? So you are just becoming with what you consciously and perpetually, constantly say to yourself and believe. Believe truly within your heart. So beliefs can be changed. Programs can be changed. There are methods. Go to what's this guy? Vishen Lakhiani. I love his work. MindValley.com. Just his ads. You do not need to enroll and get your money back if you're tight on your budget. But you do not need to enroll in his ads. He explains everything already in the Silva Mind Control Techniques. Just YouTube the method and do it. Count from 99 to down to 1. And focus on your breathing. And make the index finger and the middle finger and the thumbs close. Touch it like a mudra. And imagine your ideal self. And it takes practice because you are coming out of an old program. Like you're in debug mode if you choose to change. If you choose to change, change is painful sometimes. But change happens if the pain of staying the same outweighs the pain of changing. You know, sometimes if you stay the same, you get desperately, you stay in quiet desperation, and the desperation builds up until you explode. But it does not need to be that way, my friend. It doesn't You don't need a crisis or something drastic to shake you up. You can rouse up your real self, your future self, your real you, the strong version of yourself, the rich version of yourself, by acquiring skills, by acquiring these principles. And everybody's there. Naval Ravikant is there. Paul Graham is there. These are my modern teachers. Who are you looking up to? Who do you look up to? Listen to Tony Robbins, you know? He got me out in a funk just by listening to his free stuff. And create and make and polish. Polish it up, turn it into something that people can consume. Turn it into something that people can make use of. Okay, we reached our 20-minute mark. It's all in your head, friend. Everything is a thought and thoughts can be changed is now available on Amazon. These are 200 ways of turning things around right this moment by Paulo Peralta. The recipe for today is... Mapadubu. It is a Korean tofu stew. I've been into these gravy-themed dishes today. Maybe later I'll do some, since it's raining, a really hot pot of vegan meatballs. Vegan meatballs and caramelized onions. You can never go wrong with that. And brown sauce. A gravy, maybe some mashed potatoes. Our packed lunch for today is, did I do couscous for today? Oh no, we did quinoa. On a bed of quinoa is the leftover Korean stew, and I sauteed some Campari tomatoes along with some onions and threw in some vegan Parmesan. Topped with some greens, a little bit more Parmesan, and I made a concoction of an infused oil made of rosemary, garlic, and I refilled my bottle with a stopper. A stopper really makes it budgets your olive oil, my friend, because I when I pour olive oil, I really pour. Like David Letterman, he pours it in his mouth. Have you seen him do that? Okay, that's it for today. Recipes, make pure thy heart. The book, it's all in your head, friend. Tattoos, snowtattoo.com. Yeah, enjoy podcasts, writing on Substack. Shout out to all Substackians. And enjoy the rain, sip your coffee. It's a good life, only if you make it. Namaste.